Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're building a vinyl heat subsign build for pirate radio energy, tuned for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. This is not your typical glossy riser. We're going for something that feels like a battered dub plate warming up in a cramped radio booth. You want hiss, crackle, pitch drift, low end pressure, and that slightly dangerous sense that the system is about to open up. The whole point is to create anticipation through texture and movement. Not just by blasting the listener with a huge modern sweep in a jungle or DNB track. This kind of build is gold because it supports the drop without stealing the spotlight. It gives the track identity fast, and it keeps the energy gritty, mechanical, and musical. Think pirate radio, not festival EDM. Think pressure, not polish. So let's build it in layers. First, set up a dedicated audio track for the effect. You can name it Vinyl Heat Build if you want to reuse it across a session. A return track can work too, but for this lesson, I recommend an audio track, because we're going to resample and print the result into the arrangement. Keep the track clean and easy to find. DNB sessions can get busy quickly, and having a separate FX lane makes it much easier to automate, edit, and compare versions later. Now we create the chorus subsign sound. Load operator and strip it back to a simple sine-based patch. Leave only one oscillator active, set it to sine, and keep the sound pure. If you want a slightly more musical feel, write a sustained note in the low register, somewhere around G1 to C2. That's a very DNB-friendly zone. Here's the key idea. The sub should feel like it's rising in pressure, not like a melody. So instead of playing a big melodic line, automate pitch slowly over 2 or 4 bars. Start low, then drift upward by a few semitones. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to write a lead. You're building tension. If you want the sub to feel more alive, use the volume envelope for a gentle attack and a medium release. That keeps the sound from snapping too hard and gives it a warmer swell. A sure attack can help it feel like it's breathing into the mix rather than just turning on. Next, let's add the vinyl character. Place vinyl distortion after operator. Use it lightly. We want grime, not destruction. A little drive. A bit of gritty tracing. Maybe some pinch if you want the texture to feel more worn. The goal is to make the sub feel like it's coming off an old record system, not a pristine synth. On top of that, add a noise or erosion layer. You can use erosion for a dusty, radio-like top texture or a noise-based operator or analog patch if you want more control. Keep it high and thin. This layer should give you hiss, static, and air. It should sound like the booth is warming up. This is a really important mix concept. Layers sub-body, vinyl hiss, and light deterioration. That combination is what sells the pirate radio feel. If you overdo the noise, it turns into mush. If you underdo it, it just sounds like a plain synth fade. The sweet spot is somewhere in between, where the texture feels alive but the low end still has authority. Now we shape the motion. Add auto filter after the texture layers. A low pass 24 dB filter is a great starting point. Open the cutoff gradually over the length of the build. You can start fairly closed and then move up into the higher range by the end. Add a touch of resonance if you want a whistling, tighter pressure to the rise. This is where the build starts to feel like someone is slowly leaning into the mixer. That's the mindset here. Don't think huge sweep. Think DJ pressure. Small tonal changes, slight grit shifts, and subtle timing movement can hit much harder than extreme automation. After that, add saturator. Use a little drive, keep soft clip on, and use analog clip if it suits the tone. Saturation helps the build feel more present and gives the sub some edge as it rises. If you want a more unstable old system kind of vibe, you can also use frequency shifter very lightly. Just a tiny amount of movement goes a long way. Think of it as a wobble in the machine, not a special effect. Now automate the main controls over the build. In arrangement view, draw automation for the filter cutoff, the distortion drive, the saturation drive, and if needed, the oscillator pitch or clip transpose. You can also automate volume slightly at the end for a final lift, but don't rely on that too much. The build should already have movement from the sound design itself. A strong structure here is simple. The first half of the build should feel restrained, dusty, and low. The second half should open up, get brighter, get a little dirtier, and increase the sense of urgency. Then the last moment should cut cleanly or drop out hard. That contrast at the end is what makes the drop feel bigger. And here's a really useful teacher tip. Don't automate everything all at once. One or two dominant motions is often enough. In DNB, clarity can sound heavier than complexity. If every parameter is moving wildly, the ear stops feeling the arc. To make the build feel more like jungle, add a breakbeat-aware layer underneath. Even a very stripped-down chopped break or a snare drag can make the whole thing feel like it belongs in the rhythm section. If you use an old-school break, clean out the low end with EQ8, then add just a touch of drum bus if needed. You want it to support the tension, not clutter it. This is a big difference between a generic FX riser and a proper jungle transition. Jungle builds often feel like the drums are already hinting at the drop before it lands. So even a tiny ghost kick, a reversed hit, or a little snare drag can make the build feel much more authentic. Once the chain feels right, resample it into audio. This is where the idea becomes arrangement ready. Record the build onto a new audio track, then trim the silence, fade the edges, and check the timing. If the performance feels good, leave some of that natural drift in there. A slightly imperfect, worn feel can actually help sell the pirate radio character. After printing, you can duplicate the audio and make variations. For example, one version with more hiss, one with more sub, and one with a reverse tail. That gives you options for intros, breakdowns, and pre-drop transitions later in the track. Now let's talk about phrasing. In drum and bass, the build should usually land in a clean 8, 16, or 32 bar structure. That matters because the drop needs to feel like it arrives in the right place musically. If your build is just floating without phrase logic, the energy can feel unfocused. A great approach is to let the build run over 4 or 8 bars, then create a tiny gap just before the downbeat. That little moment of silence or near silence can make the drop hit way harder than adding another layer of noise. Contrast is power. Before you call it finished, check the low end. Use utility if needed to keep the sub mono. That is absolutely essential in this style. The low layer should stay centered and tight, while the noisy top layer can have width if you want. If the build feels muddy, use EQ8 to cut unnecessary low mids from the texture layer, usually somewhere around the lower mid-range where things can get cloudy. This is one of the biggest mistakes people make. They let the build eat the drop's subspace. Remember, the drop needs room to punch in immediately. If the build already occupies too much low end, the impact gets blurred. For the ending, keep it short and confident. You can do a hard mute, a reverse cymbal, a reversed break tail, or a sub drop that falls into the first kick. Even a tiny vinyl pop or distorted hit on the last beat can be enough. The main thing is to avoid dragging it out too long. Old school jungle energy often hits hardest when it leaves room for the groove to slam in. Here's a quick practice challenge you can do right after this lesson. Build 3 versions of the same 4-bar pirate radio transition. Make one version sub-heavy, one texture-heavy, and one fake-out version that sounds like it's about to explode but then strips back at the last moment. Use only stock Ableton devices, print each version to audio, and compare them against the same breakbeat. You'll learn a lot by hearing which one creates the strongest contrast without muddying the low end. So, quick recap. Build the effect from a signed sub, vinyl texture, filter movement, and light saturation. Keep the low end controlled and mono safe. Automate a few key parameters over 2 or 4 bars. Resample it into audio so you can edit it like part of the arrangement. And most importantly, make it work with the drums, because that's what makes it feel like real jungle and old-school DNB energy. Aim for worn, pressured, and rhythmic. Not glossy, not overblown. Just that raw pirate radio heat. Now go build it, print it, and make the booth sound like it's about to catch fire.